We are Vic Fellowship and Vic Fans for Vaccine Information Coalition. You're listening to Progressive Radio Network, the most listened to commercial free and truth radio program in the world. My name is Renee, and the title of our show is What in the Cell is Going On? We're on every Monday at 2 p.m. Eastern, which can be accessed live on prn.fm or later on the front page of our vacinfo.org website. Today, our guest is Rachel Seller, also known as the forensic nurse. She's a registered nurse, U.S. Navy veteran, hospital corpsman, and a doctor of natural medicine. Welcome to our show, Rachel.
Hi, thanks so much for having me.
I am just so excited to hear your wisdom.
I'm ready to drop a bomb on everyone today, a little bit. Truth bomb.
Go for it, baby. Hallelujah.
So this gentleman by the name of Carl Schwartz, he is the CEO of a global nanotech group, okay? He basically has one of the biggest lawsuits in the history of mankind about bioterrorism, and he's been sending me all the documents. What I want to tell you is in the year 2009, the tetanus shot, it was produced by Baxter. They deliberately spiked the vaccine with bird flu. Some bird flu was sent out and another batch was sent to Kenya that was spiked. I believe it was HCG and it sterilized over 500,000 people. Mm. And this was the bomb that he dropped about Baxter, because I was even asking about my IV bags, starting to question because they come from Canada, you know. So it's just like he's basically, I broke the story yesterday and we recorded together. So he was saying that also the N95 mask has a particle size of 300 nanometers. So anyone, and that the coronavirus is 100 nanometers. So anyone wearing a mask is wasting their time, number one, yep. Suffocating themselves. So if I could just get one message across today, it would be to release yourself from the yoke of bondage of slavery and take the masks off and don't suffocate.
That's amazing. I'm with you, baby, 100%. People just don't want to hear it. My own daughter's telling me she's wearing one at work. I'm like, baby, just keep it below your nose. She told me she was, so. But it's cray cray. Gosh.
But this cray guy, cray. Carl Schwartz, he's got all the things ready for the lawsuit. And they have an illegal FISA warrant on him from the Obama. He's the author of a book that he, and what was it called? Hold on real quick. Give me one second. It's called One Way Ticket to Crawford, Texas. His book exposed the Bush administration, where their national security war on terror was a complete fraud, just like this whole narrative that's going on now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're all bought and paid for. They've all sold their soul to the enemy, as far as we're concerned, the ones that control it all. But go ahead.
Yeah, so now basically this is the biggest thing that's going on. This gentleman here, and, you know, the nanotech thing is fascinating. And by the way, I just want to throw something random out there real quick. I was driving right before I started the show, and I drove by a cell tower, and I this is a little off topic, and I noticed that the cell tower was connected to the power lines now. Mm. So just to be alert for everyone to look, because this is all interconnected with nano activation, with the 666 megahertz and the frequencies used in conjunction with Lucifer, you know, the prince of the air. So it's all getting pretty heavy.
We call him loser for loser. Mm-hmm. He's already been defeated once. He will be defeated again. Hallelujah. By Yahushua HaMashiach. Oh, yeah. And by the way, people, we are going to have Carl Schwartz. Rachel has actually connected us with him. So he will be our guest on the 15th of this month. So in 2 weeks, we'll be interviewing him as well. So thank you, Rachel.
Yeah, so he basically said that every single case of coronavirus, it all goes back to the vaccine, because there's nobody that has the coronavirus that hasn't been vaccinated. He also dropped a bomb about people in France being euthanized. The elderly in particular, 80% of the people in Canada that have the coronavirus, I don't know if they were dying, 80% of the deaths, they were coming from assisted living and nursing homes, basically. And that's where they push all the vaccines.
Yes.
On the elderly. So, like I said, in France, there is it Rivotril. They're euthanizing people, basically. And I've heard about this from my nurse practitioner in the United Kingdom. They said they're injecting people. There's just so much going on right now, complete lawlessness. And the hospitals are very scary. Like, my mom's in the hospital, and I had to send her out by ambulance. And I said, Mom, you do not consent to any testing or any swabs up the nose. They've been swabbing people multiple times, even when the tests are coming back negative. So I asked Carl, I said, are they infecting them with the swabs? Well, they did it in the 1930s in the Tuskegee experiment with syphilis. We know for sure that it's in the vaccine. We know that. But then the other thing is the swab. So they're getting money, but they're pushing the swabs on people. So it's just something to be, you know, watchful for.
Man, they have COVID-19 testing everywhere. I keep seeing them on signs as I'm traveling in my Wellness on Wheels to pull over. Like, people are like lined up to get tested. It is insane, Rachel.
And they'll line up for the Mark of the Beast, too, because this is the great falling away and the great division. So you can clearly see the people that are trusting God, and you can see the people, basically all of us, the silver lining, someone was saying in the COVID-19 thing, is that all of us like-minded people will be together. Everyone else will be wearing a mask.
So right. So right. Like-minded people.
Yeah. So what else?
Keep sharing your wisdom, baby.
Okay.
Tell them what you know. Tell them how you became a forensic nurse.
Well, okay. So I got out of the military and I kind of goofed off a little bit. So I decided I want to go to nursing school, and I don't know what it is, the obsession with it. I wanted to help people, but it wasn't what I thought it would be. I remember having the revelation. There was a lot of addiction going on, and addiction was something that I struggled with personally and in nursing school, and I collapsed at the finish line. And I asked the instructor, I said, if you want me to give people a drug for depression or whatever, why aren't you testing the neurotransmitter to find out, is it serotonin, is it dopamine? And she said, now remember, this is Western medicine. So early on in my nursing career, I started holistic nurses. And in my backyard, there was a doctor by the name of Marvin Spinago. He's a pioneer in addiction medicine. He showed me the PET scans of people's brains that were actually full of mold. So anyone who's diagnosed with schizophrenia or addiction or a lot of these things, many of them are mold toxic and they don't even know it and they're misdiagnosed. So I became, you know, I branded myself as the forensic nurse because I was exposing medical crime one misdiagnosis at a time. And that's just basically what it was that I said, you know what? Everybody's misdiagnosed. The whole foundation is flawed by design. But the biggest thing to me was getting to the root of the problem. So I ended up pushing a pill cart for a while, working for an agency in the nursing home, and everyone had a standing order for vaccination automatically in the chart. And I remember always pushing it off to the next nurse, and they didn't want to hear my stuff. Nobody cared. So it was basically like I said, I feel like I'm poisoning everybody. And I remember looking at some of the containers or the bottles, and I said, I don't even know if this is what's even in there. And then I remember doing some research on nanotechnology, and I came across a government paper that had Cipro, the antibiotic Cipro. I found nanotechnology in it, and one of my clients was a doctor, and she couldn't figure out what was wrong with her. She'd been given a bunch of vaccines. Most of my clients, by the way, people from all around the world come to me and my ministry for help. Most of them are vaccine injured, and her gut was all messed up. And I came back to Cipro and I found nanotechnology in it.
Wow. You know, that's the last pharmaceutical drug I've ever taken when my son was like 2 years old. The last pharmaceutical drug that's ever been into my body has been that. I don't think back then they had the nanotechnology, right?
So then it was like, okay, my boyfriend's a pharmacist. And I'm like, well, which Cipro has it? Because we have IV Cipro. And my mom was getting into the hospital for an infection. Which one has it? Which one doesn't? So as a nurse, here I am. I had a patient with MS, and I remember going every day in her room with a needle. It was Sopaxone, some injectable drug. And I called the pharmacist. I said, what is this? What is this drug? I don't even know what it is. She never improved. Nothing ever changed. These injections were super expensive. And I said, for all I know, I'm poisoning her, and I probably am. Then I worked in an addiction center, and this was like the pits. So all the people could go in there. By the way, the tax dollars pay for these places. They have like a 5% success rate. So you go in, they give you the junk meds, the Valium, and they give an injection called, I can't remember the name of it now. Not naltrexone. It's like an injection. And what it does is it's like covers the opioid receptor sites, but it forms an epoxy resin, like a layer of resin over the brain. And you could see it in the imaging that the brain was covered with like a sticky epoxy-like substance. This was a $1,500 injection. So I was like, I never gave it, but this was literally like basically keeping them addicted. $1,500 shot that they would get every month. Taxpayers were paying for it. And I walked in this place and I remember the computer was sitting on top of a holistic nursing book. And I started talking about all the natural stuff and cannabis and this and that. And they put me on the do not return list. They fired me so quick.
Unbelievable.
Because I was saying we could help these people, but we had them all on junk meds. And I remember this guy, I gave him like sugar-free Gatorade in a cup and he took his meds and he was like, oh, it tastes bad. I said, well, it's poison. And they reported me for saying that, but it was poison.
Oh, boy. Well, I want to read in a minute, whenever it's time, what Dr. C, who I did an interview with last week, informed me and my sister Miriam of the first paragraph of the Hippocratic Oath that these doctors, who, of course, are, you know, legal drug dealers is what they are, because the drug companies fund the schools and write their textbooks. But I want to read all I ever have known of the Hippocratic Oath is first do no harm in my fight for over 20 years in honor of my baby girl. Do you want me to read it now or you want to keep going?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, because this is huge. And Miriam and I have just been all over it. This is what they swear. So this is the first paragraph. I swear by Apollo physician, by Asclepius, by Hygiena, by Panacea, and by all the gods and goddesses, making them my witnesses, that I will carry out, according to my ability and judgment, this oath and this indenture. Gods and goddesses. Rachel, you know there's only one God, Yahuwah. And he makes it very clear in his word not to idol other gods. And we are worshiping these medical doctors as if they're him and they don't even believe in him.
Let me say something really important to this. If there's anybody listening, any medical practitioner, nurse, or whoever, if you've said this oath, which I did a while back, all you have to do is pray to God, repent, and break it off. Declare any contracts, any oaths, null and void in his mighty name. And that's all you need to do. But make sure that that's done. And that's that our covenant is with him and him only. Because a lot of us have gotten tangled in this sorcery and we don't even mean to.
With good hearts. I'm sure you went into nursing with a good heart wanting to help people.
Yeah.
And a lot of doctors do.
And it's ingrained. Like my boyfriend will say that, do no harm. Because it sounds like this thing that we've been exposed to and we're so used to saying it, you know?
Yeah. It's totally from the pit of hell. No question. No question Lucifer's behind it all. And it even warns us in Revelation 18:23, the sorcery, I mean the pharmakia. So it's so transparent to a believer.
And to make something very clear, any practitioner, anyone listening, Dr. Judy Mikovits said this, anyone who is given a flu vaccine, they grow them in canine kidney. I believe it's the Cocker Spaniel. So you automatically would have been exposed to coronaviruses from those animals. So don't listen to the testing. It's fraudulent. It's a DNA harvesting front, number one. Number two, they're likely infecting people. And number three, if you get a false positive or a positive, it's likely from your vaccination of a flu shot, especially nurses and people running around in the hospital. Now, you know, I've seen a lot of them come back negative, but it's important to remember that this animal DNA, and again, this is scriptural, this is biblical, forbidden of mixing. He says, when you sow seeds in your crop that you sow one kind, you don't mix. If you have an animal, you don't mix it with another type of animal. You don't do that. So all this DNA mixing was forbidden. Remember when God saved Noah from the flood and he says, don't be like that generation, and God flooded that generation and he also got rid of Sodom and Gomorrah. This was the sorcery and the perversion of manipulating the DNA, the sacred divine code of life.
That's right. When you're bypassed, and then we've taught this on previous shows, this is really what my daughter indirectly died from, because she had the monkey viruses, the SV40. I showed it in my presentation. But you're bypassing Yah's defenses. He gives us fever, vomiting, diarrhea if it comes through his methods of exposure, of course, which is the nose and the mouth. So we're bypassing that with not only the DNA of animals, the juggernaut of a horse for the DPT, aborted fetal tissue, the MRC5, like you said, that you've been researching, the polio vaccine, the African green monkeys, but then they add the other witch's brew of mercury and formaldehyde and aluminum and antifreeze and E. coli and nagalase, and I mean just all these toxins, they're all mixed together, putting it right into the bloodstream. So it's nothing other than the pit of hell, Lucifer, because he was defeated by our Savior's blood. So he's coming after our blood.
And it's a way of marking you. And I talked to one of my friends. Her name is Dr. Nina Sachdev. She's a medical doctor in California. And she told me that luciferase enzyme, if you go on PubChem, and you type in luciferase, all these different colored enzymes will come it has a yellow light, and they like to play with Lucifer yellow. So that will be in the next vaccine, that mark, that Lucifer yellow and that enzyme, that's basically demonic, like your DNA will be marked.
It's like they throw it right in our face. I mean, my husband used to even teach, and now I'm teaching it to people, that even the names of the drugs they give us, and I'd love to tell your boyfriend this, even the names of the drugs they're giving us tell you they're working against Father's self-healing doctor. Antibiotics against life, antibio, decongestants, protease inhibitors, beta blockers. They're telling us, because they're taught evolution, nutrition's an elective class. Meanwhile, scripture says the leaves of the trees for the healing of the nation. Mm-hmm. It is just so transparent. You have eyes to see, people. Wake up.
And that's exactly it. So I was getting really frustrated. We've been together 4 years. And I'm like, God, can I really marry this man? Because I said, I got mad. And I said, you don't know God. You don't know me, first of all, because you don't even know who I am, what I do, if you can't see the truth, right? Because they're literally blind and deaf. And you know why they're blind and deaf? Because they idolize the science and they idolize the doctors. And because of that, it blinds them to the truth. So they're literally under a spell, because I have sat down with him and showed him the vaccine insert where it says the immortalized. And I said, we can't be pro-God and pro-vaccine, because abortion is murder. Okay. So we've gone over it. And even then, he still doesn't get it.
It's an indoctrination. You know, unless you have intimacy with Father, you're going to just be a victim. I mean, scripture says 10,000 are going to fall to the right, 1,000 to the left. We're supposed to walk straight forward. And you're not going to be able to do that, sweetheart, with someone like that, unless he wakes up. I mean, and that would be the...
It's really tough. So now, you know, this is all working together with the frequencies, the nano activation of these, you know, DNA, whatever they, nano nasties, I call them, that they're injecting. Yes. So there, I heard that, what did he say? Okay, the flu vaccine, meningitis, and Hep B, all of these, Flucelvax, had the canine kidney, all of this stuff has been laced. And my first video that went viral was titled Cancer-Laced Vaccine. But it's right in the ingredients. And I felt at that moment, I said, what, am I the only one speaking out? Because my message was heard around the world, but it was right, I was reading right out of the insert.
Wow, wow. And we actually teach people when they come for our scans that we all have cancer cells. If you have any vaccines whatsoever, even if you don't, I mean, even autism comes, some autistic children aren't even vaccinated. It's because generational vaccine damage. They've been vaccinating since the late 1700s. Father's opened my eyes to. But anyway, we all have cancer cells if you have any vaccine. So the difference is our immune system compromised to where they take over that cellular terrain because our body's made up of cells, or is our cells compromised to where it takes over us and you develop that fibrogen protein wrap they call a tumor as the cancer, which is not even the cancer. It's just the side effect of the cancer process, if you listen to any of my husband's teachings. But we all have it, is my point. We all have it. So we've got it. We have no choice but to boost our immune system, and that's kind of our ministry. But keep going, sweetheart.
Right. So again, to reiterate the mask thing, you are lowering your oxygen. When you lower your oxygen, your body becomes acidotic very quick. When you are in an acid state, you're going to reactivate old viruses, as Dr. Judy Mikovits has said. So remember, even the N95 mask has a particle size of 300 nanometers. Coronavirus is 100. So all these people walking around, we need to trust God. Liberate yourself. He says, be anxious about nothing.
That's right. That's right. And, you know, I've just in the last week experienced hostility, because up until now, of course, I've never even owned a mask. But anyway, just this past week, I've had two experiences. One at Natural Grocers, the lady walked up to me in, I think it was Albuquerque, and said, so where are you from? And I'm like, well, Florida, and really wherever I drive, wherever I park. And she said, well, you know that there's a hotspot here. The coronavirus is hotspot here in Albuquerque. And then she turns against me because she asked me, you don't have a mask? I'm like, no. And she turns against me and says, you're the reason it's spreading. And she started, like, you know, backing away from us until Miriam came and got got behind me because she's like my sister, you know, and my bodyguard. And then at a gas station, we were stopping to put the gas to drive into Colorado Springs. And I walk into the gas station to give her cash. And she says, you don't have a mask on. I'm like, no. And then she says, do you have a mask? I'm like, no. And she said, well, you can't come in here. You can't get gas. And I said, well, I guess you're going to lose that on $300 worth of gas. That's what it takes to get my... So she follows me outside. Now, Father used the Holy Spirit, the Ruach, to allow her to come meet me at the coach and take my cash. And she even had it pulled down past her nose because she obviously discerned that I was filled with his Ruach, his spirit. And she let me get the gas. But that's the first two times. How about you?
You know, it's so funny because my friend, I have a good friend in Albuquerque, her name is Debbie, and she told me when the mayor or whoever over there implemented the mandatory mask, that they said you would have to have a mask. If you're caught out in public, it's a $100 fine. So you drove right into that area, and then she went to the gas station, and some guy went off on her, and he was saying da-da-da, and she's like, well, I am a doctor. And she got attacked at the gas station. And I have not had this happen. I'm the one that's always, like, I went into the cannabis dispensary today, and I saw the girl sitting there. And I try to educate when I can because this is my community. And if I can help and bring them out of fear, let me tell you, I met with quite a bit of resistance. You know why? Because they're actually embracing that bondage. They're embracing their servitude. Yeah. They like it. It's like they like it. Like, I'll wear my mask proudly. Like, but it's like I said, eyes to see and ears to hear, the blind and deaf thing. And they're under a spell because remember when in 2 Thessalonians, when God said, for those who don't believe the truth and be saved, he will send out a powerful delusion. So not only are we working with the delusion of the enemy, but it is the delusion that the Father himself has sent. Mm-hmm. So strong delusion is at play. Again, you know, just the 5G thing, the towers, I'm being surrounded. I'm in Tampa Bay. I want to flee the city. It's getting bad. But when I drove by and saw, because I can feel like pulses in my house sometimes, it's like, whoom, whoom. And I keep asking, I'm like, what is that? But I saw the towers hooked up to the power lines today. And I've never, it just, I was like, oh my gosh, I got to process this later because I got to get to the show.
Yes. But what we do have, you know, Father always going to lead the ones that are, you know, the desire of our hearts, the people that are not keeping the blinders on and opening their eyes, especially someone like you that's been indoctrinated by them. And we have not only a German scientist, my late husband and I met before he passed, Dr. Norbert Heisner out of Germany. His website's protectpro.net and also protectpro.info. And Gary and I bought some radiation absorbers for the 4G back then, but now he has on his website a disc I'm going to be purchasing as soon as I can afford it that you carry on your keychain, and it literally, you know, negates the 5G. But then also, more importantly, from here, from Colorado, I'm hoping if it's Bob's will to head to Utah, where Dr. True Ott, I don't know if you've had a chance to listen to his radio shows, but he's our researcher, he's our naturopath, he's amazing, back in my life since 2007. We've had him on the show, like I said, several times recently. But anyway, he has made something that I'm going to be carrying in our inventory, in our ministry, which is, he used the analogy, the words he said is it chops up the 5G, even 6G, he said. And he's made it for very inexpensive, offering it for a great price. So we are going to have the answers. I talked about this on another show before. But anyway, so we are going to have the answers. This battle's way too big for us, Rachel. If we don't trust in our creator, Yahuwah, you know, the creator of the universe, if we don't trust in him right now and realize that we're just working for him as precursors, as a prelude before he comes and does it himself, hallelujah, again. Let's keep going.
So all of this fires and all of the things that we're seeing, a lot of it's manufactured, okay? And the news is so good at creating theatrics that it's hard to tell what's fake and real. So even the black man on the ground with the cop's knee on his neck, I started to question, I'm like, how do I even know this is real? And then the family sitting there, right? And then the one family member's like, it's against black people. And I'm not saying it was fake, but at this point—
It was all paid. It was all, they're all being paid. It's all stage acting.
So they're starting— sure. I don't know if it's Antifa or MS-13. One of these groups, I believe it's Antifa, is funded by the cabal. So they're going around starting fires in every city across the nations, like in sync.
Yep. Just like they fund both sides of the wars, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, the Canaanites, Lucifer's children, my husband did a whole presentation on. But just this morning, last night, I texted my children who live in Broward County, because this is the agenda here. Let's see how much we can keep the sheeple batting. Broward County issues emergency curfew order for May 31st. Curfew in effect for Broward County from 9 p.m. to 6 a.m. effective May 31st. So I literally replied back to them because it came to my phone too, because I have a 954 area code. And I literally text back to them three raised hands. Get thee behind me, you know. First I said stop, then they did another text, and then I put the three raised hands. But anyway, you know, it's all part of the whole scamdemic. It's a scandemic. It's what it is. It's not, it's planned, it's scam. It's crazy. People, wake up.
Yeah, so the vaccine injury cases will continue to roll in, okay, because their people are realizing it now. My mom is in the hospital, and her nurse was like, oh, I have a seven-year-old. I think she's vaccine injured. So just, you know, that everyone knows, no matter what kind of damage you have, the DNA can be repaired. The metals can be pulled out. The viruses can be inactivated and flushed out of your body. There's always hope, and we have natural solutions to every health problem.
That's right. Even our scanner, the Quantum Skio, it does a DNA telomere repair, the chromosomes and everything, given the frequencies to the cells, as well as our cleanse. And I can't wait to come to St. Pete and meet you and show you all that Father has us doing, because I know he's brought us together at a time like this for his glory. Praise him. But I want to go also into the MRC5, because I know you were, when I first met you, that's what you were really exposing. So why don't you share with the audience all the stuff you found out about that?
All right. So the MRC5, if you go in the hepatitis B, I can't remember now, is it polio? There's several of the vaccines that have it. That is the aborted cancerous fetus. That's the lung tissue from the male from the 1960s. And what I started to say, I said immortalized. So any cell that keeps dividing and dividing and dividing means it's lost its switch, the switch that says go on, go off. It keeps going. So the apoptosis is that switch. So we know immortalized means gone forever. That's cancer. And it was very obvious when you look in the inserts of the hepatitis B. Oh, well, where it started was when I was 18 years old, I was in the Navy. I was a corpsman. And I remember working labor and delivery, and I was like wickedness in a high place. Stab your baby right in the leg as soon as it's born. I never was trained about to read the insert. I knew nothing. My brother was vaccine injured years and years later when my mom had him at 40. He was given a flu shot and went paralyzed from the waist down. So then that kind of, I started to wake up. But that was my first YouTube video that I did. And that 9-minute video went around the world. It's in four different languages now. People went crazy with it. But the aborted, so not only it was the lungs that would have held the breath of God is what my one friend said. So that's the spiritual thing. So as we know, like in homeopathy or energy medicine, there everything has a frequency, a vibration. It can be measured. You take a strand of DNA, it has a resonance. So when you abort that baby, and even in the scripture, it says that anything that's torn up by beast, don't eat it. It's unclean. And you wouldn't want to eat genetically modified food. Everything is non-GMO. We don't want GMO. But why would you inject GMO? So genetically modified is mutated. So what it is in food, they weave a fungus into the DNA of the corn, the soy, and the wheat, right? So I started to ask, I said, why would we inject this? You know, you just read, if you read every word and you start to dissect every letter, doesn't matter what it is, God will show you. You know why? Because God is the spirit of truth.
That's right. And it's an abomination, because not only are you, you know, bypassing his defenses, but also you're murdering. You're encouraging murdering of birth of a baby. I mean, when they first are conceived, they're a baby, you know?
Yeah. And so where we're at now is my aunt told me this. She's in Jersey. She said, Angel's not going back to school. My baby cousin. So she's not going back to school. And Sons of Liberty Media is a Judeo-Christian station out of South Carolina, and they're incredible. And he wrote an article. He said, what happened if 5 million kids never returned to school? And I was like, wow, how profound of a statement that here's where we are, because parents are realizing now, they're waking up. So, you know, they say, oh, my kids can't go back to school. What, to be indoctrinated? Even if your kid made it to school and graduated, even they want to be nurses and doctors, to what? Be in the beast system, to work in the belly of the beast. And, you know, they say, talk about the people on the front lines and the nurses. And my boyfriend's a pharmacist, and we walked by this sign. It was like, thank you, nurses, doctors, and front, first responders. And he's like, well, I guess pharmacists don't matter. I'm like, neither does YouTubers exposing the enemy.
And then also you're doing the oath to your witnesses are the gods and goddesses. I mean, they're saying it too. So it's just, oh my gosh.
We all need to break off the ungodly soul ties. So no matter what it is, we all just need to be under his wings, literally, because in Psalm 91, he says he will appoint his angels over you and that we will be protected under his wings. So we are walking purely by faith and covenant right now. Everyone needs to understand this. We are not under constitution. We never were. We are under his covenant only now.
Wow. That's so true. One of my sisters, Julia, said that she literally saw four seraphim on each corner of our Wellness on Wheels.
What is it?
Seraphim, angels. Julia told me, I see them. There's four seraphim on each side of your corner of your coach.
Hallelujah. Oh, wow.
And go ahead.
No, go ahead. Tell me.
I was going to say, I don't know if I told you this before on the phone, but we even had major favoritism coming in from Louisiana into Texas. We had a line, and we go where the trucks go because obviously we're a 45-foot coach. So the gas stations, we go where the trucks get gas, you know? So anyway, so there's a line that says vehicles COVID testing, COVID-19 testing to the right, all vehicles this way. And then they had some barricades, those little thingies. And then they had another lane, trucks or trucks go this way. So of course we stay in the truck lane. And there's a police officer right in the barricades getting out of his car. And he looks up at us and he says, you guys are supposed to be over here. He points his finger. And Miriam just shrugs her shoulders and says, we didn't know. And we're expecting, as we're praying, mind you, but we're expecting the possibility of them coming behind us with the lights, right? And they did not. Father showed us such favoritism. It was just, and I know he's going to do all of us like that if we have eyes and ears and we're not that sheeple that everybody is.
Hallelujah. Yeah. Like, you know, the mustard seed thing. If we're going to have faith and walk in it, just walk in faith, like 100%. Surrender yourself to the Father. And I know it's hard sometimes because this stuff is so heavy and it's so big, but we have to just know that our Father, if God is with us, who can be against us?
That's right. Praise the King of all kings. And that's exactly how Miriam and I are. I mean, we don't even make our plans anymore. I mean, he literally told me to stop thinking a couple of months ago. I'm like, well, who's going to book my hotel tonight, sir?
Isn't it liberating?
It is so awesome. I mean, I can't even tell you where we're going on Friday. We have this park right now in Colorado Springs till Friday. I'm going to start looking maybe in Littleton near Denver to see my friend CJ for a couple days. And then I'm hoping to get to Utah. I'm hoping to eventually get up to Salem, Oregon, where our ministry is. But, you know, that's my plan. And I tell people he hasn't confirmed it yet.
Wow. Yeah, I had a private client that wanted to fly me out to Oregon to help her with a quadriplegic son and teach her some things. And I couldn't go because I couldn't suffocate in a mask for 8 hours. And I didn't get a clear answer about getting on the plane and being able to take it off. So I'm like, I can't do that to myself.
Yeah. Good thing. Well, we travel a lot. I mean, like I said, we don't make the plans, but you know, you're more than welcome to catch a ride.
When are you? Well, when you come back, I would like, you know, some advance notice.
Well, I've got to go into prayer about that one because I have no idea his plan right now. But yeah, no, it's definitely, you know, the ultimate freedom is, you know, a Wellness on Wheels, or, you know, we have a tag on the front. I think I told you that says, wow, Wellness on Wheels, but just having the freedom to drive wherever, you know. I don't know if Father's going to always keep us in it because it might be, you know, a risk eventually, and I'm willing to let it go whenever he's ready for me to let it go. Yeah. But, I've been doing it for almost 5 years now. My husband and I did it for 4 years. I recommend everybody, you know, we bought our first one on eBay. I mean, literally for $17,500, 2001, you know, we don't have a lot of money. People think you're wealthy if you have RVs. We started on eBay. We even had to borrow from one of our members, $8,500, because we didn't even have the whole $17,500.
What you're doing is so incredible. When you told me that, my jaw just dropped. I'm like, I want to do that.
Yes, anybody can do it. And then I think I told you, too, we took it over to North Trail RV, and they gave us $52,000 trade-in value. We only had it for 4 weeks. So then we were able to put $52,000 down on a bigger one, and then ultimately the one we have now, which is the biggest, the tag axle. But it's wonderful living. Miriam and I are just so blessed, and I encourage everyone to get on eBay and buy one.
I would love to. My cousin has one, and it is such a great idea. I'm definitely going to look into that.
Yep. Anyway, so let's talk more about the 5G. I just signed up for Sayer G and Josh. I forgot his last name. Anyway, the two that are doing the 5G summit, I bought their docuseries within the last year, and now they're doing a little addendum update that I just purchased. But this 5G, I mean, this is a weapon, a major weapon. There's towers everywhere. As Miriam and I are driving, we're seeing them, especially outside the city. And I mean, they're everywhere. They're putting them outside the city, away from trees, away from mountains, because I think those kind of things block them. But it's gonna activate this nanotechnology that Dr. Swartz is talking about, Carl Swartz is going to be saying. So let's share some more information about the 5G and what that's going to do.
Okay, so one of my biggest teaching points is always this: shut off your Wi-Fi at night. So I have a meter. And one of the things I've done, and I found a hotspot in my bedroom, even when I got to double check this. When I shut off my Wi-Fi, my television, I pulled out the Fire Stick. It was still hot. I unplug my TVs in the bedroom. Your bedroom needs to be a sleep sanctuary. And you need to understand that the Wi-Fi causes diabetes. The Wi-Fi causes cancer, and it breaks apart your DNA. So I know it's hard, but find a way to create your sleep sanctuary and shut it off. Many people will feel the difference. So with that, what was I going to say? I lost my thought. Okay, shutting off the Wi-Fi is number one. Any Fitbits, any Apple Watches, don't wear them, okay? Because that's electromagnetic radiation on your body, and it causes your blood cells to clump together. So we have that. If you're in the city, we're being surrounded by the towers, all right? So the thing about that is they're moving at night. There's a lot of white trucks, unmarked trucks. They're weapon installers. You'll see them moving around midnight, and they're everywhere now. They're on the side of the road. They're doing all kinds of creepy stuff.
And they haven't even ignited them fully yet, because once they turn the switch and they ignite them completely everywhere, we're going to see like it was in Wuhan, people just standing straight and just falling over dead. It's going to stop the oxygen in their lungs.
So that's on top of it with the masks, you're already setting yourself up for disaster.
Exactly. Now, there's also a recipe I want to share again. We did this before with Chris that we interviewed back on May 9th from the Army. But anyway, the boron, the borax, the stuff you can get at Walmart, laundry detergent, an eighth of a teaspoon per 100 pounds with 8 ounces of clean water and 2 tablespoons of organic apple cider vinegar. You just make that 8 ounce glass. I did one this morning for me and Miriam, and we, you know, drink a third of it in the morning, a third of it in the afternoon, and a third of it in the evening. And our researchers are finding, I've gotten several confirmations that from other people, just the second, you know, two witnesses confirm a matter. I just got another one from a whole other brother yesterday confirming it. But this actually negates the activation of the nanobots. That not only they're doing, you know, in every way, but also the chemtrails, the smart dust. So they're just, everybody's, you know, has this in them if they have a compromised immune system. So that boron, you definitely want to get that recipe. And then actually Dr. True even mentioned organic extra virgin olive oil. Father told him in a dream, and he woke up and called me right away. He said, get organic extra virgin olive oil, take a tablespoon a day or 2 tablespoons a day, whatever he said. I think it was 2. But so again, we have answers, people. We're not just trying to freak you out here. We are just the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth. We're going to have Rachel on again if she'll have us. And we are going to just keep giving the truth, because I know she, like me, fear is not in our vocabulary. The only one I fear is the creator of the universe, Yahushua HaMashiach, our savior. And we, you know, power, love, and sound minds, what, you know, Father tells us to have in his word. We're not supposed to, you know, walk in fear. This is the enemy's children that were cast down from the heavens with Lucifer. This is his children that we're fighting here. So there's no reason to be afraid. Stress only ignites cellular malfunction. So we have to be able to do things to, and like she's mentioned a couple times now, the cannabis, the sacred plant. Now I have heard, and there is an article you might not have time to get to yet, Rachel, but on our Educate link, a gentleman came out with Kmart cannabis, why they're legalizing all over. Is because of that nanotechnology. So mind control. So definitely check out that article. He has a whole video on the Educate page of our website down at the bottom called Kmart Cannabis. I've been to the dispensaries a couple times until I saw this, but Father's also got that under control too. And I can share the God events with you later, but oh my, he has us connected with the original organic cannabis growers that is, you know, without the nanotechnology, without the mind control stuff they're doing in the dispensaries. And we have access through two or three different people now of the original from way back in the 60s and 70s that were growing this sacred plant for Father for healing. Because, of course, gluttony is the sin. I was just telling our pastor or the gentleman that runs our leadership that gluttony is the sin. You eat too much, it's a sin. You drink too much, it's a sin. You smoke cannabis too much or whatever, it's a sin. But for medicinal reasons, I'm sure you know, it's stopping seizures in babies that are having thousands of seizures a day. It's eliminating inoperable brain tumors, one guy says in the Sacred Scent, the Sacred Plant docuseries that we have two. We purchased two sets of them so we can loan them out to people, which we're doing currently. Did you see that?
No, I've been running on overload. My mom was hospitalized, so I've just been a little bit behind. But you, I'm going to see if I can even run your whole page through one of my pages when I get time to put a code in. Anyway, another quick tip about, so the cell membrane is a cholesterol. It's made of fatty acids. So the cannabis tincture, not only does it repair the DNA, but there are the terpenes called limonene and myrcene are antiseptic. So it's blood cleansing. And even if you have good essential oils, you can literally put those in your water, the ones that are clean, and it's going to protect your cell membranes from this, the radiation and all of that stuff. So one thing I want to say real quick before we go is, what gives us power is the spirit of unity. Where two or more are gathered in his name, there he is in the midst of it. So anyone who's saying the social distancing or the C word, the COVID, that is giving life to the lies of the enemy. That's to divide the body up, that we are not to be divided. We are one body, one spirit in the Father. We need unity.
That's right. That's right. And just remember, everything we see on the media is bought and paid for by the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers and the Canaanites, Lucifer's children. So even this whole murder from this Floyd guy, whatever his name was, it's a hoax. I mean, I'm not negating that he might have died. I mean, he might have been, you know, he might have been a robot cop for all I know, controlled nanobots. And it definitely could be real that it happened, but it's all, you know, funded. And just like the wars are, just like, you know, everything that we see on the media, because the drug companies and the families that own them are the sponsors of all that stuff.
It's all fake, and don't let anybody scare you, because we never needed masks and we don't need them now. And whether it's flu or whatever virus, if there's any nano nasties in your lungs, we have colloidal silver. You can nebulize just about any product that you can put IV, whether it's N-acetylcysteine, colloidal silver. There's so many things, plant extracts, even essential oils can be nebulized. So don't let anybody scare you. You don't need their junk meds.
That's right. And we have all those resources Fava's led us to. We're distributors for Young Living Oils, who have their own farms and their own laboratories, the only one that has their own. And also Purium, we just interviewed Jody a couple weeks ago, that's a powdered when it starts getting difficult to get the organic foods. That's Purium, under our treatment link. Yeah, Purium's great. I'm really getting behind that now. I'm a distributor for that as well. We're a distributor for that, as well as the equipment that I'm going to be showing you when I come there, that also is great. The Silver Angel, we're meeting CJ after here on Friday. We're going to be heading up to her area, silverangel.com. This is a fulvic acid base. You dilute it, and it's the top colloidal silver there is. We're going to be carrying that as well in our cleanse, right now in our phase two restoration, but eventually in the cleanse as well. So there's many things people can do to, Gary Null with Progressive Radio Network's been teaching this stuff since the 70s. I mean, he is the guru. Do you know Gary?
Is he, does he have a, is it a chelating product? No, I don't know.
I don't know exactly what he does. I know he just has always been promoting health since the 70s. Miriam actually was introduced to it all. Yeah.
not positive, but let me just mention this to you real quick. I have something amazing that you're probably going to want to private label, and I just need to tell you about it because you're going to be so excited when I show you. It's like the father. I have so many things I forget that I have access to. Like, I can, anything can be cured naturally. Let me just put it that way.
Right.
And that, yeah, that's it. I'm going to send it to you right now.
Awesome. Awesome. Awesome.
So that's it. I think we covered a lot. That's really all I got.
Yes. Yes, we did. And we'll just, you know, just keep talking about the solutions. And I want to tell you a little bit about our equipment since we have about another 5 minutes, I guess, that you'll be, we have it here in our RV in our coach. The website's chidvd.com/sell. That's our website. And this is the company HTE that we're distributors for. But my best friend is the Chi machine. The Chi machine, you just lay on your back and it wiggles you like a fish. You put your ankles in it and it wiggles you like a fish. The scientists who made it even studied fish, goldfish to make it. And on that website, you can watch the DVD of our friend Jeff that does have a great video showing the research and the therapeutic value behind it and testimonies and stuff. But anyway, it's for oxygen stress, lymphatics. A half hour is like doing an hour and a half brisk walk, he says, but it's just an amazing, amazing device. And I do it a half hour every morning before I even brush my teeth. You know, the less clothes, the better, of course. And then you could even do it another time and before you go to bed at night. But it's just such a relaxing device for all that. And then also the far infrared ceramic emitters, they're called Hot Houses. We had Cody on a show a couple shows back, about a couple months ago, actually. But anyway, they're far infrared heat all the way to the cellular level. A person with tumors can actually feel pain of the tumors breaking up. It puts far infrared heat all the way to the cells for breast cancer, for everything. We have three of them on a yoga mat here in the RV. The company does have a Soaky bed that's a little pricey that has a 3-foot massage table with an MP3 player and a little skirt around it and everything. Our friend in Texas, Jan, has. It looks really nice in her living room, outside of her living room. But anyway, it has hinges where you can just open up the hot houses. So instead of having to get on the floor like in hours, you have to get on a yoga mat and kind of slide your body into it. But then also you were mentioning mold in the brain. We have a full body Hulda Clark device called ERE, Electroreflex Energizer, that you just put your feet or your hands on, and it even has 6 extra pads you can put on areas of concern like a shoulder or whatever. But it's for fungus and mold and neuropathy and parasites. It kills parasites. So definitely that's a major device. And then another thing the company offers that we have, that we're distributors for, the E-Power. The E-Power puts negative ions into the cells. And these are all very affordable devices. I mean, $400 or $500 each. You can buy one at a time. We even have a scanner that Miriam does when you come and see us that, gives recommendations of which device to start with and the, you know, the duration and all that kind of stuff. But anyway, the E-Power, when they jumpstart a dead body, like on a movie or whatever, what they're doing is they're putting 10,000 negative ions into their cells to bring them back to life. Well, this device actually puts 1,000 negative ions, up to 1,000 negative ions. It's an anti-aging machine. It's like putting jumper cables on a battery and charging it. It's charging your cells. So that one's like $500 and some. So everything's so affordable because at home, I teach people this, they have no jurisdiction in your home. If you go to a clinic, they can come shut you down. You know, so I want to definitely get you on these things when we see you. But they have, you know, also heating pads, far infrared heating pads, far infrared lower back belt for lower back injuries. Anyway, the company's just amazing. So all these different things Father's bringing us is just the solution to the problem. And that's where we have to focus. We have to keep that power, love, and sound mind and know that He will direct our path, lean not on our own understanding. And, you know, we're going to be good because we don't fight against flesh and blood. This is not a flesh and blood battle here. We're in the heavenly and the spiritual realms, and hallelujah. And He's right. Bringing us all together.
Remember, whatever you bind on this earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on this earth will be loose in heaven. So we loose the spirit of truth and we bind up the lying spirits, and we that's the way we pray. So take authority in your prayer and bind things up by name, loose things out, loose the Holy Spirit. Whatever you speak, it will be loosened in the heavenly realms.
That's right. That's right. And just remember, once again, I want everybody to remember this really clear, because it's going to be on our website soon, or for sure on our new ministry website, Royal Covenant Ministries, royalcovenantministries.com. We're still trying to figure out how we're going to put all the links and everything in the tabs, but we're going to have that launch soon. And this is going to be at the top of the page. This is what every medical doctor and nurse, anyone that goes through medical training, the first paragraph in their oath to become a medical doctor or nurse or anything representing the drug companies: I swear by Apollo Physician, by Asclepius, by Hygieia, by Panacea, and by all gods and goddesses, making them my witnesses, that I will carry out according to my ability and judgment this oath and indenture. And it keeps on going. And this is what we have to pray against and let go and repent for, and he'll forgive us, because we're victims. We're all victims. You're a victim, Rachel. I'm a victim. I lost my first child, you know, so we have to just open our eyes so we don't become victims, you know. But thank you so much for being on our show.
Thank you so much. And guys, you can reach me for this is just my website is theforensicnurse.org, officeroftheofmenministry.org. And I'm available to do care plans. I have to make a living. So if you contact me, this is strictly for medical case review. And if you want to reverse disease, we'll make you natural plans and natural solutions, the information you're not going to get from even the best health insurance plans.
Hallelujah. And we'll be uniting, sweetheart. Thank you again. We'll have you on in the future. Okay. God bless you.
Thank you, brothers and sisters, for listening.
You are listening to Vic Fellowship, and our shows can be accessed on the front page of our vacinfo.org website on the belly of the little boy flexing his muscles. We're on every Monday at 2 p.m. Eastern. Our contact number is 800-939-8227. If you have any questions about today's show, please call the voicemail line 862-800-6805 and leave your name, your question, and let them know it's for our What in the Cell is Going On radio show. We thank Progressive Radio Network for allowing us to give you this uncompromised truth, and y'all bless.